We're an international organization, Toastmasters International. We have people of a multitude of cultures communicating with each other every single day. I used to communicate with people from other cultures when I worked in London for London Transport. My experience of interviewing people for jobs went from interviewing bus drivers to interviewing senior managers. London Transport is a multicultural organization. And in order to help me to be better able to interview people from other cultures, I went to a training course on cross-cultural communication. On that course, I learned something that stuck with me all my life. You know how when you're interviewing somebody, you ask them, well, what did you achieve when you were in the role of supervising a group of people on that project? That would be a fairly normal type question. What did you achieve? And what I learned was an explanation for how frustrating it can be to be on the receiving end of certain types of answers. I noticed that some people started their answer by giving lots of information about the context. Oh, our team was doing this, our team was doing that, our team was faced with this challenge. I sat there during such interviews saying to myself, either get to the point, all I want to know is what you contributed. You're telling me what the team achieved. I'm not interested in the team, I'm only interested in you and your ability to contribute to the team. And then I was educated. It turns out that in Anglo-Saxon, and I mean the UK and American and probably other places as well, like Ireland, people come out straight away with what they achieved. Oh, I did this, I did that, I did the other. I ensured that the turnover increased from X to Y. That is cultural norm. You get to the point very quickly and you don't in any way leave people wondering, yeah, but which bit did you contribute? Yet on the other end of it, in Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, probably India as well, the answer would come via an explanation of what the whole team was trying to do and appreciation for what team members had contributed. And then finally, it would get to what their particular contribution was. I can remember thinking they didn't achieve anything. The team achieved the results despite them. So I was educated, a very valuable education about the way language is structured in two different cultures. I had a second crucial episode when my wife, back in 2001, was working for a company called Lucent, who wanted to outsource huge amounts of their operation to India. She was in the middle between the United States, East Coast, and Bangalore. She told me all about how the people in the East Coast of the United States would hold business meetings with the people in Bangalore. And I'm sure you know about the time difference between the two. Always the United States people thought it natural for the meetings to be held in their work time. For people in India, this was 11 o'clock at night. So you can imagine how difficult that was. So the cross-cultural communication about it was highly problematic. The third thing I realized, and this comes to Toastmasters, is that when you're given a topic in some countries, there is always a greeting to the audience. This comes before anything else. When you're answering topic in United States, UK, and often in Ireland, the first thing the person answering the topic does is give the audience something that will surprise them, or perhaps just give a perfunctory reference to the audience. There's a marvelous article in the February copy of the magazine which draws attention to the different ways that people have of behaving in different cultures. And this has kind of educated me to say to myself, stop being a bit exasperated by all these long introductions to the audience in which the speaker, before they say anything else, greets the audience. Stop being exasperated by that. Accept that there's a difference in culture. A difference in culture. One is very relationship-based, if you like, and that's the one where you greet the audience and the dignitaries in the audience, very relationship-based, before we get on to the task, which is to answer the question. The alternative, which is, let's say, task-oriented, we'll measure everything by results, as opposed to we'll measure everything by the quality of the relationships while getting the results. Cross-cultural communication requires tolerance. It requires understanding of the way that people communicate in a way that they find most satisfying. There is no one model of what is the correct way to carry out cross-cultural communication other than appreciating your own approach to it is only one approach, and also appreciating that other people are coming from a different approach and finding some sort of middle ground in which you can both respect each other.